ISAF troops are seeing an increase in attacks being carried out by the Taliban in Afghanistan, but the attacks are not targeting coalition forces. That's according to ISAF spokesman Brigadier General Joseph Blotz. He says the attacks show the Taliban's inability to directly confront ISAF and Afghan troops.
What we are seeing is an increase of activities on the insurgent side. But what we see at the same time is that they are obviously not any longer able to confront ISAF and Afghan security forces, which is why they turn against soft targets. For example, 5 days ago, when they attacked a security company on Highway 1 and killed and wounded dozens of innocent Afghan civilians.
Brigadier General Blotz also says Taliban fighters are targeting hospitals and other what he calls soft targets throughout the country. Well, a secure structure, adequate space, and sufficient supplies equate to a good learning environment, which is an important part of education. Air Force Sergeant Joseph Vigil shows us how Provincial Reconstruction Team Farah is working to ensure a future generation of Afghans has the proper facilities to excel.
When classrooms become overoccupied, alternative locations are a top priority for educational leaders in Farah. Members of the Provincial Reconstruction Team take time to ensure that tents purchased for temporary classrooms are a reasonable option. Senior Chief Petty Officer Carol Perry knows all about taking care of students.
I've been in education for 27 years. I've had 13 years as an administrator, and I am a principal at Oklahoma City.
Her experience has helped her as a liaison to the Farah Director of Education, and she has worked on projects such as inspecting 13 new tents for any rips, cuts, or holes. Projects like this will ensure that students have a better place to study.
A lot of the girls are having to sit in the hallways to learn, and you can't learn in a hallway. You don't have chalkboards, you don't have places to put your pencil and paper and books.
And with brand new tents, students have plenty of space to learn.
My job is the best one anyone could ever imagine.
Air Force Sergeant Joseph Vigil, Farah, Afghanistan.
Most weapons reloading on rotary aircraft takes place on the most forward arming and refueling point. Now, since the Afghan airmen of the Kandahar Air Wing have a weapons loading point to load onto a dormant aircraft, they can complete a mission from start to finish independently. Air Force Sergeant George Madden takes us to be part of one such mission.
It all starts with a plan as Afghan airmen go over their mission brief. It's key to the success of any mission, as Lieutenant Colonel Fred Kegler explains what's being briefed.
The mission is going to entail the first all Afghan air crew to go out and shoot rockets.
From mission planning to the pre-flight check, then loading of the weapons in a new designated area, allowing the Afghan Air Force to have their own rocket escort.
They really want to do this, and they really want to take ownership of southern Afghanistan air. And down here at Kandahar, we've had some great successes in seeing them build a program that's both respected and also very capable.
A program that allows them the ability to load their munitions, fly their own escorts, and deliver the weapons safely into a target area. Air Force Sergeant George Madden, Kandahar Air Wing, Afghanistan.
That's a look at what's happening downrange. Remember, you can download or watch these stories anytime on demand at pentagonchannel.mil.